Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
23 and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We all know about Glenn Campbell's fate. Last song he ever recorded is called I'm Not Going to Miss You.
Gonna.
I'm still here, but yet I'm gone. I don't play guitar or sing my songs. It never defined who I am. The man that loved you till the end. You're the last person I will love. You're the last face I will recall.
All right, so in case there is someone who doesn't know what's going on with Glenn Campbell, he has Alzheimer's. He had early onset dementia, and then it became full-blown Alzheimer's, so he is really, soul-wise, spirit-wise, no longer with us. He still exists in body, but not in mind or spirit or soul. That's what happens when you have a stroke or when you lose your ability to deal, and your body stays alive, but nothing else does. So he presents in this last song that was recorded, as I recall, a couple of years ago, Kenny, wasn't it? Isn't this 2-3 years ago that he came out with this?
So, yeah.
I'm still here. I'm not going to miss you. His daughter, Ashley, has been playing in his band since she was a teenager. And because she loves her dad, she has support in the music community because she's apparently quite good. I'm going to let you decide that, because she's released her first single, which we have here on Good Day. And she said her name is Ashley. She said it was like giving her father a hug. Here is her song. She said she wasn't quite ready for it. It's been fun, she says in an interview, which we have posted at DougSteffen.com today in the What's New at DougSteffen.com section. Been fun, maybe a bit overwhelming with all the travel. I don't think I've ever traveled this intensively before, even with all the touring with my father. People from the label she's on, Dot Records, are so nice, amazing. I'm having a good time. When I started the tour, everybody prepared me for much worse, but it's been a great experience. And that's a good positive attitude for her to have, I think. She's making the rounds to promote the release of this single called Remembering. It's also on the soundtrack of that Academy Award-winning film about Glenn Campbell. I don't know if you've seen that. Has anybody seen that yet?
I haven't. No.
You have not?
Not yet, no.
It captures what's going on with him and the struggle that he's having with Alzheimer's. She said she's touched by the impact the song has been. Great to see the reaction that my single has had on people when I play it live. Rewarding to have people tell me they enjoy my song. It made them feel something important in their own lives. And I think that's... there's probably not any of us who haven't been in one way or another affected by Alzheimer's or dementia. And as time goes on and we eat horrible foods, we assign ourselves to that same fate, many of us. So that's what this is about as well. Nicely done. Ashley Campbell in the focus in the circle of influence here on the Good Day program. You might want to check it out more thoroughly. Again, it's all at DougSteffen.com. 28 past the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Where do great ideas come from? We took a chance on a song to find out.
You may have heard of or even remember the band ABBA and their hit song, Take a Chance on Me. Bjorn Ulvaeus explained its origin.
He was jogging, The rhythm of his steps just kept screaming these words to him. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, 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 take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, chance, chance.
Oh, boy. He turned his time away into a song. You just never know where a great idea is going to come from. Isn't it funny how many times it'll happen in a place that you least expect, like in the shower?
Or on a jog. You may just find your big idea step by step, and there's a chance it will take you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star once held the National League mark for career homers by a switch hitter. He was part of Pittsburgh's outfield of dreams in the early 90s, and his famous beef with a reporter still gets aired.
Was that nice to you? Shove that mic up your as far as you can stick.
So where is Bobby Bonilla now? Bobby's back on the Mets payroll. The team deferred money they owed to Bobby so they could invest with Bernie Madoff. We know how that worked out. Now the Mets are paying Bobby $1 million a year for 25 years. That nicely supplements Bobby's salary as a special assistant with the Baseball Players Association.
Swinging a high fly ball. This one's way back. Home run, Bobby Bonilla.
Imagine that. Bobby Madoff with the Mets money. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.